All right, let's get right into it. It is time now to dive back into the filthy water, talking New York American water. And it's part of a spotlight segment, the first of a few this morning, right here on LI News Radio. Agatha Nadell, a resident of the Nassau area, involved, unfortunately, by getting her water from New York American Water. Nice enough to join us. And Agatha has been at the forefront of this fiasco ongoing now for years. Not only the high bills, but the lousy water that one gets. And I'm talking discolored. And now there's a new caveat in all this as far as a water tower being built. And another situation of residents getting hosed. No pun intended. Agatha, nice enough to join us. We say a very good morning to you, my dear.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you very much for having me on the show this morning. Good morning.
Always a pleasure. We told the story a couple of days ago of some folks in the Five Towns getting brown water. This is an ongoing situation. It never ends. Of course, you know, these investigations have, I don't know what in the heck is happening with these investigations. You got A-listers involved with these things. You know, I want to hear from the new Attorney General, Letitia James. Where are we at with this? I want to hear from the District Attorney of Nassau County, the extraordinaire in Madeline Singus. I want to hear from her. I haven't heard anything on this, as well as some of the local officials. I'll start out with that. Have we heard anything as far as these investigations of New York American Water are concerned by these leading individuals?
Nothing, Jay. Absolutely nothing. Myself and our group, North Shore Concerned Citizens, has heard nothing. You know, I never expected, you know, I expected it to take time to investigate, but in my opinion, this is so blatant that this should have been wrapped up relatively quickly. And no, we have heard nothing. We sit, we wait, and we hope to hear, you know, something positive in our fight, or nothing. And it just continues. And the bills continue, and the shenanigans with this company continue. And, you know, it just, every time you think you have a hold on all the problems, another problem with this company crops up. So, no, we are still sitting here and waiting.
And another problem propping up, Agatha was sending me the articles on it. I want you to kind of describe what's happening, Agatha, regarding a new water tower that's being built at an exorbitant price after you were basically quoted a much lesser price. And there's a lot involved here with the state of New Jersey and everything else. So if we can kind of do a little bit of a backstory and where we're at with this today. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, you know, our local paper, the Herald Gazette, did a great summary of this problem. And this actually was worked on before I got involved in the fight. George Pumbar and the Civic Association, he's the president of the Civics, Tony Lamastro, his wife, and other concerned citizens were actively working on this. So we have this tower, the traditional one that you see around Long Island. It's steel with the columns, you know. It was built in 1935, and if you were to look at it today, it looks like it's a tower from a third world country. It is dilapidated, it is rusted over, you know, it should have been replaced a long time ago. So the people back, you know, a few years ago who were on this project, they, American Water came to them saying it's going to cost $5 million to replace this tank. And they wanted the tank that is similar to the one that's up there because it really fits into the character of the neighborhood. The standard one that AW uses is more of a modern cylindrical, smooth-looking tower. And the residents, you know, that were working on it didn't want that one. So they go back and forth with negotiation. The town of Oyster Bay is involved, and they get the price down to $3.6 million. So that's a pretty big, in my opinion, a pretty big range of negotiation, but that's the price they get it down to, so that's great for the community. So several weeks ago, our community gets a flyer, a little postcard flyer from American Water, and it says, we're investing $6.2 million in your neighborhood. So I'm like, okay, what's in this? Okay, I'm thinking maybe they're talking about additional pipes. I mean, I knew about the tower, but I'm like, what's costing $6.2 million? And as I'm reading it, within like 10 seconds, I'm like, oh, my God, this is not anything else. This is just tower. So, you know, I called up George and I spoke to Tony, and we find out, the whole group finds out, that this is now the price of the tower. It went, again, from 3.6, now up to 6.2. And, of course, American Water is saying that, you ready for this? It's due to the state's steep labor costs, and that the design of this more traditional tower costs more than their more modern design. Now, first of all, I don't know what planet they're from, Jay, but between 3.6 million and 6.2, a lot of that is labor costs. I just don't buy it. I just don't buy it. And the thing is that you know, they're one of the towers that are that they're putting up in Pennsylvania. If you look at the range of the capacity and the cost, none of them even come to the 3.6 million. You know, tag that we're footing here. So I just think it's more lies, more profit, more greed, more deception. And, you know, again, where is the oversight? You know, we're trying to fight for affordable public water, okay? We should not now have to be fighting another battle with this company over this tower. Honestly, you know, in the Glenhead area, Town of Oyster Bay is our, you know, is our local government, and they should be fighting this for us. I mean, we should not have to be doing this. And, you know, and this, obviously, they totally lied to the civics and to the people that were, you know, that fought to get that renegotiated price. And everyone, quite frankly, is shocked. They're absolutely shocked. I mean, and American Water thinks nothing of putting in the paper that, well, this is why it's costing this much. I mean, they just continue to go down the path of whatever they want to do with their arrogance, and they get away with it. And this is a problem. So this is now another issue that we're fighting, and it's really unbelievable.
Agatha Nadel with us. So just to backtrack a little bit here, folks. So New York American Water, that's the private utility that we have been talking about forever here, and it serves the, what, 4,000-plus in the North Shore?
About 4,500 households.
Yeah, sending a postcard to ratepayers indicating that work was set to begin to replace this aging water tank in Glenhead. Now, the price of the project was, I guess, originally quoted to be around what was it, 3.6?
3.6, that's what they were able to get it down to.
Right, that was estimated 3. Now it's being quoted as 6.2, okay, to be absorbed by the company's capital investment budget approved by the good old State Public Service Commission, which to me is in cahoots, as I've said all along, with the New York American Water Company. So, in essence, you know, this is just another example of deception. Again, you're given that estimate, and now it's skyrocketed nearly $2.5 million for the construction of this tank, which, you know, stakeholders wanted. It was a dilapidated version. But you have to wonder what in the heck the thinking is of Lee Mueller, who is the NYAW's external affairs manager, who sent this information to George Pumbar, as Agatha stated to you, as the president of the Glenwood Civic Council. And the beat goes on once again with complete deception and everything else. And you can even backtrack even further. Agatha sent me more information going into the state of New Jersey. And believe it or not, then Governor Chris Christie, who has his own, in my opinion, shady past as far as Mr. Norcross and everything else, if you can kind of give us a little backstory there, because really, you know, that tells you, again, where we are at with a lot of this stuff.
Well, the thing with that, Jay, is that there was a, I don't have the article right in front of me, but there was a whistleblower involved. Well, first of all, there's the Norcross brothers in New Jersey. One of them is very, very powerful. And apparently there were tremendous tax breaks given to companies to try to encourage them to come to Camden to revitalize the area, okay? And American Water is being is part of this investigation now of getting these, you know, there's other how can I put it, benefits of having them come there, come to Camden. And they, you have to remember, their headquarters, they didn't have that old of a headquarters in Voorhees, New Jersey. So they moved their headquarters from Voorhees to Camden, and them, along with other companies, are being investigated, you know, for moving their headquarters and getting these tremendous, tremendous tax breaks. So it's just, you know, no matter, any time you pick something up reading about this company, there's always like a black cloud over it. There's always like, okay, how are they profiting from this? Who's getting the short end of the stick here? And, you know, it's just another layer of, in my opinion, deception with them.
It's a, you know, it's another tower. It's a planned 15-story tower that will be the headquarters of Norcross's company. You know, he's a very wealthy insurance guy and broker. And the tax breaks galore and everything else. And again, the tie-in here, folks, is the deception that has been going on here and the greed and everything else. And it all has a common denominator here, and that's the American Water Company, New York American Water. You know,
right.
In essence, there is a tie. There's a common denominator of greed, of deception, of illegal goings-on that have been here forever. Besides all the ridiculous bills and everything else Agatha and the 4,500 or so get on a monthly basis, no rhyme or reason there. Now you can't even drink the water because of the discoloration. And now you're contending with a water tower to be built when originally quoted now $2.5 million higher. And guess where those rates will be passed on to?
Right.
You
that's
see.
Exactly
and
it. That's
really the gist of it.
I want to know I'm going to be paying for this. I'll tell you that in the post.
And meanwhile, there is no closure as far as these investigations, as I started this thing off with. You know, where is Letitia James? You know, Letitia James, we had high regard for coming into this post. You know, I'm going to bring down this and I'm going to take down that. I haven't heard a word from her. Where is Madeline Singus? Now, I have the highest regard for her. I'm shocked that nothing has come out of that DA's office in Nassau regarding this. That should have been a slam dunk for Singus and investigators. I'm sorry. Slam dunk as far as something. We haven't gotten anything out of her.
I agree with you, Jay. And I still haven't lost total hope, but I really thought those two women would really attack this company. I mean, they're crackerjacks as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if someone was going to get it done, I had real high hopes for both of them to get it done. And you're right. We haven't heard anything else, anything on it. And I wanted to just go back a second to point out two other critical pieces with the tower information. The group that was working on it at the time when they were negotiating the price, they were told under no circumstances would the tank be replaced during the summer because of the peak water demand. I mean, that was like emphatic. I spoke to Tony. I spoke to George. They told me that was something that they drilled home. We're not going to do this during peak water season, and their own AW's engineers said it would be impossible, okay? So now they're going to be, again, they tell you one thing, they do something else. So now they're going to be doing it during peak water demand, okay, and instead of doing it in the dead of the winter, and the people were also told back then it would take, you know, approximately 6 months, and now it's going to take around a year, okay, and then what they don't tell you, and of course nothing from American Water, you know, clarifies this, is that if they can't meet the demand, they have to go to the interconnections. That means we're interconnected with Jericho, Roslyn, Glen Cove, Glenwood Landing, but Glenwood Landing is actually a pass-through of Roslyn Water. So when they can't meet that demand, the interconnections are going to be opened so that the demand can be met. Now, we're paying over $9 per 1,000 gallons from American Water, where the average in Nassau County with the water suppliers is $1 to $2 per 1,000 gallons. So I want to know, and American Water is not going to tell us, what are you paying one of these public water providers when you're getting that water to meet the demand? And how come you're not passing that savings along to us? They're not going to do it, Jay. And they're not going to tell us, and they're not going to do that. So how much more profit are they extracting then? So if they're paying, say they're paying $3 per 1,000 gallons, and they're making over $6 per 1,000 gallons on us, So you know what I'm saying? It's just another way for them, every possible maneuver they could use to extract more profit from the ratepayers, they do.
And listen,
really,
this is...
Really, they told the community one thing, so now it's an obvious lie. More lies, more deception.
Listen, it's filthy. It's as filthy as the water they're delivering, as far as I'm concerned. And I'll tell you this much. I mentioned Letitia James and Madeline Singer, so I want some answers here. But I'll tell you, I haven't heard anything from the guy who leads the state. The guy whose father had a similar situation back in 1985, where he moved everybody to Great Neck, okay, based on, you know, merging a district. And this is what needs to be done. It's a simple fix. Move everybody from this area into Jericho. That's what everybody wants. Be fair. Just, it's a one fall swoop. Everybody into the Jericho Water District. Clean up this nuts.
Whatever one, you know, that would be willing to take us. You know what I'm saying? We just want affordable public water. And I agree with you. I mean, honestly, this is not trying to find a cure for cancer. There's only certain paths to solve this problem, and they're finite paths. There's not 20 different paths, okay? And this really could be solved relatively quickly, but there has to be the political will to do that. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't have it right now. There's just not enough political will. And it's really very disheartening. And I was just recently reading an article on Flint. And, you know, again, I've said this so many times. This is not, most of the people in Nassau County and virtually all in Suffolk have the public water. So they don't really know these types of problems that the minority of us have, okay, and are dealing with. But this is not just, you know, the small community on Long Island that's affected by this. This unfortunately exists across the country, and it starts from the lack of money in the infrastructure from the feds down, okay, which has been going on for over 30 years. So, you know, this is what happens when the cans kick down the road long enough, and it's just, I mean, I can't really fathom why water is not providing affordable clean water is not a priority in this country. I don't know. It would be something that there shouldn't even be given any thought to. And yet, when I read, like I said, I was reading about Flint and how that was allowed to occur and how government officials there turned their backs on the residents, just ignoring the problem. And, you know, you were saying about the five towns, you know, over in the Lynbrook District having the brown water. These people have been complaining for a long time, okay? I was at the East Rockaway meeting last year. So many people got up and were complaining, how could you bathe your child in that? Other people were complaining of health issues that, you know, they went to the doctor and you know, they arbitrarily stopped drinking the water and suddenly their whatever gastro issues went away. I mean, it cannot be safe to be drinking brown water. I mean, you know, Christine Todd Whitman said it was safe to breathe the air, you know, after 9/11 happened, okay? We all know that was a lie. So, I mean, you know, who can you really trust here? Who can you really trust to get the job done? I mean, I want our government to solve this, and they really need to solve this. And, you know, it needs to be a bipartisan get-together and get it done. And, you know, it's just continuing to be kicked down the road. So I'm with you, Jay. I really hope these investigations will give us some answers. I mean, we really should have had answers by now.
And I'll tell you another thing, Agatha, that bothers me. You know, we elect officials to get the job done. They're not doing it. You know, I want to see something out of Mike Montesano. I want to see something out of Ed Rock. I want to see something out of Charles Levine. I forget Levine. He's useless. But I want to see something out of Jim Gorin, who ran the Suffolk County Water Authority. My goodness. If anybody has a feel as far as the pulse of what's going on here regarding water, it's Gorin. I want to see something. I mean, listen, he took out Carl Marcellino, for crying out loud. Marcellino, you can make the case, was the only guy who was really doing anything as far as Albany was concerned. You know, you want to see something out of Senator Gorin. And what are you occupying the seat for? The people need you right now. And that, to me, is going to be key moving forward. To me, that's how I'm going to judge Jim Gorin. Does he have any influence as far as what can be done here, as far as the governor is concerned?
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to go back a step. I, again, Senator Marcelino getting us money for, you know, towards the feasibility study was huge. And that is, you know, kind of where our community is at right now. We're about to send out the RFP to get the feasibility study. So without him, we would not be here, and of which we're very thankful and grateful for. And Assemblyman Montesano was huge in terms of, you know, he put a couple bills together for different issues. Again, with, you know, one was to try to resurrect that, you know, 485D, taking the taxes off. He also was instrumental in getting that investigation going with the DA. But, you know, you got to remember, Assemblyman Montesano represents a small constituency compared to Assemblyman Levine or Assemblyman Raw in this. So being in the minority, there's only so much he can do. But he has been a, you know, a tremendous help. But, you know, now with Senator Gorin in, I am hoping, you know, I really hope that he's going to be able to get us down to the finish line. Now, we did have a community town hall several months ago, which he and his staff organized, and, you know, went over all the issues. And, I mean, you know, he does know very clearly, because he was, you know, involved with Suffolk County Water, what the issues are. And we are really hoping that he's going to be able, you know, to help us. I know that he wants to hear the findings of the feasibility study first. So that's, you know, we're waiting for that to get done. So that's kind of put a little bit of a marching in place for us. But I am, you know, hoping, first of all, I'm just hoping that when that feasibility is done, it will be truly independent. You know, the water industry, Jay, I've just come to learn, it's a very, like many other industries, it's, you know, it's very incestuous. That's just the best way I can put it. People are recycled, and, you know, honestly, I don't know who you can trust. And so I'm just hoping whoever does that study really has a good mind and a good heart to understand what we're going through and to make sure that it's done fairly. And if it is done fairly, I have confidence that it will show that, you know, we, you know, should be getting affordable public water and able to move the needle, you know. So, yes, we are holding him accountable, and with all his experience, you know, we're hoping that he's going to help us to get the job done. But, you know, again, Senator Marcelino, we would not be here without him. And Assemblyman Montesano was, you know, was huge. I just wish Assemblyman Montesano, had more, had a higher percentage of the constituents, because then he'd have, you know, more power to get it done. But, you know, we're kind of, as I said, in this holding pattern, and it's very frustrating, because the bills will keep coming in. And you got to remember, we're in year three of the rate increase. We have one more year of the four-year block that wonderful PSC approved. And I can tell you right now that they're probably working on the next four-year block, you know, going forward, which will, I'm sure, will be all rate increases. They always are. And I'm, you know, I'm looking at my bill in a what I call like a down month, okay? And it's just my husband and I right now. Our kids are not home from school yet. Our water usage charge is, let's see, Jay, water actual usage is around, let's see here, $5 or $7. Then I've got a $12.50 charge, which is just for nothing. I mean, it's a water service charge. And then you add on, you know, the other charges. Okay, so the bill for the month in a down month is a little over $25, but that's what people with public water pay in a quarter. So when you go into the peak months, even with conservation, you have people paying on the low three times, but on the high as much as 10 times more what they pay the public water providers. So, you know, I'm always telling people, they'll say, oh, well, you know, my bill is only whatever, $30. I said, yeah, $30 for a month, that's, you know, $90 a quarter, and you have people paying $20 and $25 a quarter. So, you know, this is the thing. It's constantly educating the public. But, you know, honestly, Jay, the bottom line here is that we are so far beyond meetings and talking and discussions and rehashing,
answers, things. Listen, the bottom line that she's right. Ed Raw, Mike Montesano, very little power. Democratic control, we know. But that's where, you know, that's where I look at a Chuck Levine, you know, Assemblyman Chuck Levine, who's been there forever. To have some sort of clout here, and he's done nothing. We had him on way back on this, and he just pontificated on and on and on about nonsense. And finally, we just cut him off. I mean, you know, quite frankly, I wasn't getting what I wanted out of Chuck Levine. We need the Chuck Levines to have a say that he's done absolutely nothing in this. And we lose a guy like, you lose a guy like a Marcelino, okay? You lose a guy like a Marcelino, and that's where you're really feeling it. And you only hope the guy who beat him out in James Gorin, who has water authority experience, leading the way for the SCWA, can do something here. He's aware of the situation. Marcelino is a lead guy. And without Marcelino's voice, I tell you, more trouble, more troubles for these 4,500 or so. That's the issue right now. And you've got nothing out of the AG. You've got nothing out of the DA with these investigations. And you get nothing as always. Nothing as always from the governor. Nothing. You get nothing.